And hello everybody, and welcome back to another Raw Crypto Talks Thursdays, where we get into a top down of the whole entire marketplace, mainly just the top 10, because that's where a vast majority of the marketplace is moving at, and that's what's driving the up and down. You know, if you take a look and you see where most of the market cap for the whole entire massive crypto, a majority of it is in the top 10. So if you want to get a sense of the wave or which direction everything is going, it's a pretty good idea to take a look at the top 10.
Mm-hmm. agreed.
Oh man, speaking of the top 10, you already know where we going, DC. We got Omnigus in the house today.
Hola.
And de como estás? And we're going to be taking a look at CoinGecko, where it's one of the biggest coin aggregators. Hey, we don't work for them, but dang it, they have made us, they've made us a little bit of crypto with how fast they are, you know? Also, a good one is CoinMarketCap. I use both. They're interchangeable, you know? So, let's jump right into it. Let's see. First off, DC, anything fun happened in crypto for you this week, man?
Nope. Not at all. I've been upset with crypto this week. I'm ready for it to flip the other way.
word. Yeah, man. It's been a nasty looking dip, man. It has been a nasty looking dip. I take that back.
Shiba just came fourth place in the last 24 hours. Yay. Really? Yay. Big jump. Needed that jump.
Really?
Thank fucking God.
Hold on here. Let's refresh then.
Not number four on the top 1 through 10. Oh. It's still placed number 11.
Man. Don't do that to me, bro. Don't you dare do that to me.
It was just level 14. No, I'm looking at the 24 hour, bro. Shiba just did a 10.1 in the last 24 hours.
Okay. I needed to keep going. Hey, man. Hey, look, man. I ain't mad. Just, you know, pay attention to which direction that trend is going. You know how that thing will do. What's really weird is, like, Instagram will say that they're having issues sometimes. And sometimes, over here, it looks like it's working perfectly. You know what I mean? Everything will be all mm-hmm. green. As soon as you look at Instagram, shit's frozen.
So, yeah. I can understand that.
But it's all good. So now what I do is I record them here, and then I also just post them on Instagram. So you'll be able to start sharing some of the podcast videos, right? Because I remember you was telling me that you eventually wanted to start your own podcast, right?
Yeah, talk show.
Where? I hear like a small echo in the background.
How are you hearing a small echo?
Let's see something here. Where is that extra sound coming from?
I don't even have another device out here for you. All right.
It's the weirdest thing, man. Like, I shouldn't hear it. Yet I do. Anyways. Oh, I got an idea. Check your sensitivity. Like, turn it up just a hair.
What, in Discord?
Yeah. Unless you got your headphones on.
No, you on speaker.
Oh, there you go. You fixed it. Whatever you just did.
I did nothing. Test.
Okay, well, fuck it. It stopped. Like, I'm not going to be mad about that. Initially, I thought I was coming through and then reverberating off something in the room. Yeah, maybe not. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into this top 10, man. I kind of messed up by when you said Shiba was taking a move, man. I kind of messed up where my cursor was on mm-hmm. on the screen here. Because
I can do that for you real quick. Start off with number one. You got big Bitcoin sitting in there with 65,000 in their prices. That's a good little worth right there for Bitcoin. I wish I had me a whole one of them right now.
Wouldn't be mad, man. Would not be mad at all.
Cut it off. 0.1% for the hour, 0.6% negative for 24 hours. that's not a big dip. I know people hear negative and they're like, oh no, that's nothing. Especially when you look at the 7-day where it's 5.6%. Like, if you just have let it sit, you still up 5%. See what I'm saying? Like,
it's not a big dip at all. Exactly. Exactly. Here we go. I think I don't know what happened here, man. But
that's cool. I'll keep it rolling for you.
Let's keep it rolling.
Yep. Ethereum sitting up there at number two, $4,745 to the coin. Also, wouldn't mind having a couple of those in my pocket right now. Yeah. And check it out. It's all green. All green. 0.3% for the last hour. 0.19% for the last 24. 4.3% for the last 7 days. It is making its way up.
Ah, Binance, there we go. Cool. Mm-hmm. Tell them about that Binance.
Binance coming in at number three, $634 to the coin. 0.7% the last hour. Also all green. 2% in the last 24 hours and 13.1% in the last 7 days.
Right. And with that 13.1, tell them about. So 13.1 is this right here. If you put $100 in Binance, guess what? You made $13.10.
Right. You with 1,000, you can add a zero. You know how that goes. I like that graph. It looks weird.
It's moving up though. It's moving up, man. Like if we jump on over to Binance Coin, right? I got Binance Coin up on. I got it up on the monitor here in the middle. I know the thing freezes up every now and then. Like for some reason, it's still saying that we're on. What is that thing called? For some reason, it still said that we were on like that YouTube page that I normally just play lo-fi from. Like, things tripping. Yeah, it's tripping, man. But it's all good. I'm actually gonna, from here on out, I'm just gonna ignore it and then keep pushing forward. So we got Binance Coin, right? Bro was just talking about Binance Coin. Cool part about Binance Coin is it's pretty easy to get started over there, right? A lot of the really new projects gravitate to Binance Coin. They're a little bit cheaper when it comes to transfers, for one, and two, I mean, there's some games, there's some things moving over on Binance, so we're not gonna spend too much time on that. Let's go ahead and get back into the top 10, because we were on number four, Tether. Tether is dollar coin, man. We already know that ain't going nowhere.
So take a guess what its value is going to be.
$1. Yes. Tomorrow, $1. Today, $1. Now, as far as the way the change moves, let's say many, many zeros to the right of that decimal point. Yeah, there's some movement there.
Hey, that is about it. The market cap only caught up to it.
It still creeps me out. I don't know why it does that.
I mean, I'm just happy to see it's finally in the ballpark. I mean, what's 200 million?
I mean,
all right, number five. We coming in there with Sol. Why? Because Solana is big right now. Sitting at Cinco, number five, $235 per coin. 0.4% for 1 hour. It's down 1.7 in the last 24 hours. Once again, that's not a major thing. When you look at the 7-day, it's been 4.8% increase in the last week. So you still made some money. You put 100 in, you got 40.
I'd like to also point something out. We are just here commenting on free information that we find on the internet. That means don't come for us, because all of this stuff is readily available. We're just pointing it out. That is it. Consult your professional financial advisors and all of that other legal mumbo jumbo. Hey, there we go. Boom. It's out there. All right. Back into it.
Nice, but I'm saying it like this, y'all. Don't come for me, Karen.
No, me. Not Karen. That motherfucker. Karen. Internet Karen. No. Next, we got up Cardano coming in at number six, right? Cardano. Number six, they are down 1.7 for the day, but they're up 4.6 for the week, right? Next is XRP. XRP is up 0.6 for the hour, up 1.5 for the day, and they're also up 2% for the week. And now there was something I wanted to take a look at, something real quick with Cardano, because I'm thinking that Cardano's about to make a move, man. I know SEC charged Ripple with unregistered securities offerings, and that was like a couple years ago, but it, you know, the press release happened in 2020, so it was kind of a black eye on Ripple, aka XRP. But let's see what's going on in the news with XRP. Let's see. And sorry for the view there. I'll see if I can do something a little bit better about this view here, because it appears to be quite the small.
XRP is one of those coins that is connected like through all the other coins, bro. I just like the way that it moves and it grew. Like, I wish I had put more into it when I had known about it. Like, word. I just did. I knew it was gonna be big.
Word.
That's my little baby right there.
Hey, man, I hear you, man. I'm gonna
go for another jump, man.
Oh, hey, and for anybody listening, guess what? If we happen to drop off, guess what? We're recording this, and we will be dropping it on Instagram and the other podcast platforms. So we got some more stuff coming out tomorrow as well. NFT projects, announcements, possible free crypto giveaways coming out, that kind of thing. But before all of that, we got to get back into this top 10. But we was talking about XRP, right? One of the things that I like to do is I like to go on to CoinGecko, head over and do a little bit of tokenomics, because this website has a lot that you can look at, right? Like, I'm looking at a report that came out today, less than 10 hours ago, right? Is this about XRP? I don't know, right? Here's one. Less than 14 hours ago, Ripple unveils plans for groundbreaking liquidity hub to give business customers seamless access to Bitcoin, Ether, and XRP. Sounds like a move to me, right? I mean, look, an hour before that, 150 million XRP moved between wallets while someone purchased 14 million coins from Binance, right? XRP whale once again moving coins between wallets. Large buy happening in the background, right? So there's some things shifting around. There are definitely some things shifting around. And guess what we saw in the top 10 today? XRP out of its counterparts, it's green, you know. Well, actually, hey, look, Ethereum's flipped to green, Binance coins green. I'm thinking, is the market finna flip? Let me see. We're still at 1.4. Right. Let's see.
We're going down. It's going down.
Ah, we're at 1.4. All right. So number 8, Polkadot. So Polkadot is up 2.2 for the day, but they're down 12% for the week. Man, right. Listen. Yes, if y'all start to see things dipping, and let me show you what I'm talking about by dipping. Right. I'm still on CoinGecko. Right. Still on CoinGecko. Look at this. Even if we're looking at this simple price chart right here with this just one solid nice line, I'm gonna come over here and I'm gonna add Bitcoin to it. All right, that way we can watch how it moves in contrast to its counterpart, right? So XRP, we come over here, watch it. It's gonna dip right here with Bitcoin, right? Not a huge difference. Bitcoin stays stable. XRP has a small dip right here, but it moves up and doesn't recover down. Here's another one down. So one thing I want you to see, this peak right here and this peak right here, slanted downwards. The lower low, the low here and the low here and the low here. This low is lower than that low and that low is lower than that low, right? I know it sounds crazy, but when y'all start to see those transform, the market's gonna move in the pattern of a Z or a lightning bolt or a zigzag, if you will, right? Sawtooth, however you want, that's just how the market moves. Right, so if you see that price chart move up to a point where, let's say, let's go here, right? Like from this low point right here, let's see if we can zoom in a bit on this. We can. All right, let's zoom in some. All right, so we got this low point right here, right? We move up, then we have another, you know, dip right here, but it doesn't come back down here, right? Nobody's panicking until it drops back down here. Right, because all in the same day, you had one low hit another low, right? These lines are pretty close to each other, but we're hitting a resistance area, right? Whenever you fall below that zero line, right? Or yeah, whenever you fall below that midway, right? That moving average, that line that's theoretically in the middle, right? Because there's a line here in the middle of all of this that this crosses several times, right? But once you hit those positions, that's called support. That means you have people who have enough faith in it to hold it at that point, right? They're gonna stick there, right? And that's why they call it support. So once you fall below some of these support areas, that's when it may be time to take your funds and then safe them, right? And what I mean by safe them is, I mean, put them in like some type of USD coin, USDT or USDC. You know, don't just throw them anywhere. So, but enough of that. I got into a rant there. I think it was it's one of those things, man, where the dip, you know, people can invest in the assets anytime, but when it comes to purchasing the dip, it's a little bit more elusive.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, let's keep it moving. So that was Polkadot. Next we got Dogecoin. Dogecoin is Dogecoin. They're up 1.6 for the day, but they're down 0.7 for the week. Next, 10 USDC.
Refresh your screen. Dogecoin is at 0.2 negative for the last hour, 1.6 for the day, negative 7 for the last 7 days.
Mm. Yeah, you know me, bro. I still don't trust Dogecoin. I don't trust Shiba that much either. You know? Yeah, you know me. I was a Shiba head for a while, man. But I'm like, look, y'all got to start doing something, man. Y'all ain't, you know? I get it. Y'all trying to do some decentralized NFT marketplaces. Those are out there already. Those are there. Those are happening already. What else y'all doing? Like, people watching y'all closely, but I ain't going to beat that dead horse. Mm-mm. Anyways.
Right, number 10, USDC, another dollar coin. So, since we had two dollar coins in here, let's go to one underneath real quick. So the bottom two runners up, we got Shiba Inu. Mm-hmm. My brother was talking about that the negative 2.4 for the last hour, but they're still green everywhere else. 10.1 for the last 24, 11.2 for the last 7 days. And last, one of my brother's coins he used to tell me about, Terra Luna.
Terra, bro, whoa! $50, hold the fuck up. Hold on. I might need to go and check some shit. Nah, never mind. There's no way that I had that much. I wish I had I had the opportunity to get a good chunk of that, man. Before that shit was $50. Hold on real quick. Yeah, I had an opportunity to grab a good chunk of that. And I don't know if I did. I did grab some of it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just saying I did grab some of it, but I'm just curious to see how much it has grown in the last month. So, bro, in the last year, 15,000%, 33% this month.
Mm.
They've been creeping.
Mm-hmm.
They've been creeping. Creeping real slow. All right. What else we got? Still got Avalanche. Man, Avalanche crept real slow up to that $87 because they was definitely $50-something for a long time.
Yep. It's been growing. It just had a small fallback just a second ago, but it's on its way back up. Like, I got faith in Avalanche.
He's got faith in them. Let's see. Let's take a quick market look at Shiba real fast.
Shiba just took another drop.
Well, I mean, that's
like I literally just saw the numbers as you said. The numbers just went red. Don't worry about
at the trend, man. Look at the 14-day trend, right? It says that they're up 11%, mm-hmm. right? Down 19% for 14 days. I look at the trend, yeah. It's going in the downward direction.
Shiba's going down.
It's moving. It's in a bear market, you know? You ever heard that term before? Yeah, you have.
Yeah, bear markers.
No. Bear market.
Explain.
So basically, you got four types of animals out there, right? When it comes to your crypto marketplace. That at least this is my opinion, right? So at the top, right, you got your bulls. Bulls want a bull run. They want green. They want to see green. Let's go over here to the trading view here, where we can show some candlesticks, right? So we're here in the trading view. All right, so bears or bulls. Bulls want to see green, right? When bulls see green, they buy, right? They buy and they push the market up even more, right? They see green and that's the whole point of it, right? The horns sticking out, they're moving up, we're moving up, right? That's your bull market. Then you have your bear market, right? Your bear market is red. Those are people who are, you know, who want the market to go down, right? So they're betting that the market's going to go down. They want the market to go down so that maybe they can purchase more or whatever that is, right, at a cheaper price. That's what they're doing. They're trying to push the market down for a cheaper price, right? And some of the times, you know, the bear market concept is more of a, it's just a, you know, a natural fact. Like, it just happens. You know what I mean? Like, markets have to go up and they have to go down, right? But right. In crypto, you have your gorillas, right? Your gorillas are your hodlers. Those are that's your true, tried and proven people who just hodl. Who, hey, I got this, and guess what? I sit in that. I don't care how low it goes. I sit there because I know it's gonna go good. I know it's gonna take off. Those are your gorillas. They hold tight, right? Like me, I'm a gorilla for ADA. I'm a gorilla for another token called NRG. I hold a decent sum of both of those. If you know, I'm hoping that if both go up to $10, then I'm gonna be happy. No walking before you run. Then there's the fourth one, the crab market. Crabs just want to see movement. That's sideways movement, man. And that's me and you also, right? What that means is this: as the market moves up and down, we enter in and exit at certain points for a profit.
Yeah, I get it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? We just so and the reason why it's called a crab market is because, you know, up down, up down, up down. You look at a 2D version of a crab. What's it look like? You know, up down, up down, up down, up down. This is a fucking crab. You know, like, it's a crab. You know, if it's just standing there, it's like the legs go up, go back down to the body. Then there's the weird body. Then up down. You know, just sideways type right. shit. So, anyways. Hey, that's all we got time for, man. Hey, DC, man, you got any last words, man? Parting words for the crew out there?
Yeah, don't lose money being lazy.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Hey, yet
I know people who are still hearing me say it and still not getting into crypto. They get advantage. Don't even get into crypto. Listen to the podcast. Learn something. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh, by the way, like, subscribe, hey, share, you know. Hey, that's all we got time for on Raw Crypto Talks Podcast. Hey, we'll see you guys next time.